Faraj et CPAC, Western Universities Have Become Madrasas of Marxism. By Jack Montgomery on August 7, 2022. Brexit leader Nigel Farage warned America that the biggest threat facing the West is not the Chinese communists or Vladimir Putin, but a far-left fifth column undermining it from within, particularly via the universities. Farage, honorary president of Reform UK, formerly the Brexit Party, as well as a GB News host and campaigner, told the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Dallas, Texas, that the West is under attack as never before, and that threat is not external. No, not even Nancy Pelosi's one-woman attempt to start the Third World War is the biggest threat we face, and it's not Putin, he joked. The biggest threat we face is from within. The fifth column inside of all of our countries that is attempting to destroy the family unit, attempting to destroy our Judeo-Christian culture, attempting to destroy our constitution, attempting to destroy our history, our pride in who we are, and what we are, he declared. Farage said this was being done predominantly through the educational institutions, the universities, the colleges. Our children are being indoctrinated. Our universities have become madrasas of Marxism, and it's got to change, it needs to change. The 58-year-old Brexiteer also blamed the fake news media ramming concepts like white privilege, which he said was unheard of until recent years, down our throats every single day. Farage argued that teaching children that if you're black, you're a victim, if you're white, you're an oppressor, you should be ashamed of your family, of the history of your country was dividing societies, not bringing them together, and was not intended to in the first place. It is the English-speaking countries that have got this terrible virus worse than anywhere else in the world. He went on branding it a Marxist attempt to break Western civilization, a Marxist attempt to destroy everything that we are, and urging his listeners to fight back. When conservative parties stop being conservative, guess what happens? They lose, he warned, singling out the likes of now former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who presided over one of the authoritarian coronavirus lockdown regimes in the world, as having been particularly deserving of his ouster this year. He expressed some satisfaction, however, that the fake conservatives who he said infested the conservative movement had suffered something of a bloody nose in recent Republican primaries in the United States. The Briton conceded that the U.S. was the key battleground in the fight to save Western civilization, because if America falls, we all fall. Farage said he believed that American conservatives would find, as he did in Britain during the Brexit referendum, that the silent majority was on their side. Not buying into left-wing narratives on Leah Thomas's sporting achievements competing against women being perfectly legitimate, or the efforts to rebrand expectant mothers as pregnant persons. For his part, he backed Donald Trump to lead that fight in 2024, praising the former president's incredible courage and leadership, as well as his recent weight loss, and suggested that the war in Ukraine would not be happening now if he was still in the White House. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.